Lipurana engeno opumbwa evateloko Eagle FM iso wisa you know onsal Alice of you vater moni warni. Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. It's a comedy show. And thank you, Michael and Mandume, for, well, apologizing for eating in my time. And Mandume, get well soon. You sounded like, you know, winter is showing you flames, which is a very, you know, see the irony in that statement, because winter is now showing you flames. 22 minutes left to the hour of 10. So from here until the hour of, from now, my God, my English re disappear. Alice re disappear. Finish me, my English data re finish and clear. Okay. Now that I just said it out loud, I'm asking myself, who came up with that statement? Finish and clear. It's these people that spend 1 week in Windhoek, then go back to the village and start thinking they can speak Afrikaans. What the heck is finish and klaar? It's just the same word, one in English, one in Afrikaans. Finish and klaar, oh come on. That sounds like a type of Afrikaans that someone who just won a tender, didn't build a project, then instead used the money to buy a Land Cruiser, a pair of khaki shorts, and then they go to the village and show everyone that, you know what, me, you know, Netumbo? Yeah, I was just with her yesterday. Yeah, we were just talking on how to better develop the country. You see all these bushes that you see here? Oh yeah, one day we go see them all here. Sarah, yeah, I met her, I met her last week and she didn't sound very well. I think she said, homeboy did not even go to Venir. He was in Akahana the whole week. And when then turn around. Yeah, I know. It's a no. But I'm not here to, you know, to make fun of guys that have won tenders. Okay, actually, I can make fun of guys that have won tenders. But they're not those ones that are in the future going to win tenders. Because, you know, those ones, I don't want to make them angry. Because who knows, maybe I will reach the stage of knowing a guy who knows a guy. Who knows a guy at the time. Then, you know, I can benefit from them. So for you guys that won the tender and you didn't include me, especially you guys with iPhones with 2 SIM cards. Oh yeah, get out here now. For those of you that are still applying for tenders, you guys are perfect. You guys mean everything to this country. This country cannot operate without you. So, you're wonderful. Now, brings us to today's topic. That is, the whole, Commonwealth, is it the Commonwealth, conference? No, not conference. It's Commonwealth Business Summit 2025. Now, I did not go to the Bocity school. So, which is why I'm going to rephrase this in the form of a question. The way that it was supposed to come out, the way that I phrased it this morning, actually on my way here. It would have sounded very more like demonizing to the founders of the Commonwealth. Now, because I did not go to Verbosity School, I decided to rephrase it, you know, in a form of a question, not a paragraph of criticism. Now, my go-to dictionary, I have two favorite dictionaries, Webster and Black's Law. Now, Webster is for, you know, general day-to-day English. I use that. Black's Law is more of a, you know, everyone that has done any, a legal course at any level must know about Black's Law Dictionary, because if you have done any, whether it's a paralegal law on any level and you don't know what Black's Law Dictionary is. One question. What dictionary are you using? Now, I don't know. Now, there are a lot of dictionaries out there, but my go-to, which is why I said my go-to dictionary, is Black's Law for schoolwork and for general, you know, more like just ordinary lingo, aka ordinary English. I go to Webster. Now, because this is common English, common, you know, Commonwealth, no pun intended. Actually, pun, very much intended. I've had this whole Commonwealth. And now, you have no idea how painful it is to be told that your country is part of this group of countries known as the Commonwealth, but you are broke. Now, so where the meth is not mething now here is that I see the wealth. I work in Klein Window. Believe me, I've seen all kinds of cars in this part of town. I've seen anything from, you know, Ferrari, Aston Martin to, Ferrari, Aston Martin, Ford Mustang. Those ones are very common, you know, at least in comparison to, and, you have, SRT, Trackhawk. Holy cow. And, not Bugatti, relax. We're not that rich yet. Koenigsegg, we're not that rich yet. Lamborghini, I think I've seen that once, and it was a black one. I think that was in Okahanja. That looked like an Aventador, but anyway. And Rolls Royce. G-Wagons are also very common. Now, so, needless to say that, wherever I look, now, you know, I live in the capital, so wherever I look, I see a lot of wealth. I see the wealth when I look at it, you know, from a wider spectrum, aka on a continental level. I see a lot of wealth. But the problem is the common part now, that's the problem. The common part is not very true. Because if the wealth was that common, now I'm speaking like, who is this character from one of these, cartoons? Daffy Duck, yeah. If the wealth was that common, I would not be having minus 14 in my bank account. Now. When I listen to the words that are being said about this whole Commonwealth thing, I'm looking at these two words that makes up this whole, name of Commonwealth. Now, for those of you that went to government school like me, let's look at these words now, shall we? Common. What does the word common mean? According to Webster's dictionary, common, of or relating to a community at large. Well, at least we know what common means. Common means of or relating to the community at large, known to the community, belonging to or shared by two or more individuals or things by all members of the group. Let me repeat that again. Common means, when something is common, it means something belongs to or it's shared by two or more individuals or things by by all members of the group. That means if wealth is this common, why the heck am I broke? Someone will have to explain that to me, or I'm not falling for this whole Commonwealth crap. They have a conference, actually they have a business summit here in Windhoek now. Now you understand why no one here at Eagle FM is crazy enough to send me in the field, because this is the question that I'll be asking. I'll be like, forget the business, blah, 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 Africa Free Trade Agreement, yada, yada, yada. Quick question. Just answer my question here. Just how common is this wealth? Because, well, last time I checked, I'm broke. Now, if I'm part of this whole Commonwealth thing, shouldn't I be wealth too? Wealthy too. I don't want to be wealth. I want to be wealthy. There's a difference. That's according to the rules of the English language. Now, when something is common, it belongs to or shared by all members of the group. Now, what is wealth? Right. Wealth. Seriously. That's abundance of available material, in our case, money, possession or resources. So it's either money, it's either vrupa, abundance vrupa, abundance money, abundance gambaroto, abundance, iPhones with two SIM cards, abundance, Mercedes-Benz with two engines. So when some, let's go on. Abundant supply, profusion. That's private school English. All property that has money or that has money value or exchangeable value. All material objective that have economic utility. Especially the stock of useful goods having economic value in existence at any one time. Actually, wealth is a private school way of saying rich. And common is a private school way of saying we all have access to this thing that we are saying, calling that it belongs to all of us, aka. So basically commonwealth means richness for everyone. Now you see my problem. Now you see where I have the problem. I don't have a problem. I have a problem according to my bank account. And according to Winter, according to Amen, I have a lot of problems. But the point I'm trying to make here is, if this whole Commonwealth thing is a misnomer, because, well, they say the wealth is common, but I am here broke. So the wealth part, I see the wealth, not a problem. But the common part, every time, I want to believe it. Believe me, I'm really trying my level best to believe that the wealth is common. But every time I check my bank account, I'm proven wrong. Especially this time of the month. Speaking of with teachers, so what's up, guys? How you doing? Tomorrow is Friday. Did I at any point mention? I never forget. Maybe let's just put it there. Did I forget to mention, at least this week, that you guys are very valuable to this country? Your value is immeasurable to this country. You guys are just... and police officers. Without your security, this whole country would descend into chaos. So, for anyone of you, for any Namibian out there, that likes to say, hey, police officers are not working, teachers are not working. No, these guys are tirelessly, they are bending over backwards to save us. Thank God they are not bending over forward. They are bending over backwards to save us. That statement was ahead of its time. More like that phrase was ahead of its time. So, please, the love of God. If you have never used that statement and you plan on using it, remember, it's bending over backwards. Because bending over forward means a totally different thing. One that is not very crane-friendly, if you were to call it, like it is. So, Commonwealth, congratulations, guys. Thank you very much for your, business summit. But I see the wealth. I don't see the common part of it. Speaking of their wealth, a little birdie told me that Aliko Dangote, one of the, if not the richest guy on the African continent, will be in Namibia. At least I think if he's not ready here, he will be sometimes today. Now, so, you know all those guys that are, telling... all those guys that have been telling us that they are rich. When Aliko Dangote lands at Hosea Kutako International Airport, they will all start looking like Tura Boy. This guy is so rich. The rich guys that you know here in Namibia, to him, they're all broke. In comparison, those guys that we call that they are rich people here in Namibia, you know how they see us? That's how Aliko Dangote sees them. You see? When all these guys from fancy locations here, Klein Akupe, Boys Academia, Ludwigsdorf, Klein Winter Boys, when they look at us and see just a bunch of Tura boys, with a lot of negatives in their bank accounts. Yeah. You see, when Aliko Dangote sees a bunch of rich guys in Namibia, he looks at them the same way that they look at you and me. if you also have minus 14 in your account. If you have 100 bucks in your account, just switch off the radio at this point. What's wrong with you? Now, now, at this point, it turns out it's what is being called, the visit is what is being called, what's that word? A courtesy visit. Courtesy visit. Now, I know what I would say if I were him. I know what I would say if I were him. Now, if I were him, I would land here and say, good afternoon. How far now? You know this oil where you discover, eh? Make I refine them for you. For Lagos, Nigeria, I build, my own refinery. my own refinery. Now, if you want to refine your oil, small, make I sign a business deal with you, and in the name of a Commonwealth one and Africa Continental Free Trade Area, make we do business small. Africa for Africans, Nigeria, Namibia, after all, they all start with Na, Nigeria, and Nigeria. Namibia, N-A, Namibia, N-I, Nigeria, Nina. That's a nice one. And, speaking of which, just out of the blue fun fact I discovered last night, don't ask. Did you know that the Russian word for fox is Lisa? Now, at this point, I'm never looking at any Lisa the same way. Again, Lisa. I'm just playing around with I'm just playing around with with Duolingo, and then I see Fox click translation Lisa. I was like, come again, Lisa. Like, I'm so talking about this on air. I'm so talking about this on air tomorrow. So Lisa's out there. If you know any Lisa out there, how far? Why your name be Fox now? Let me just say after knowing that, I don't think I'm trusting any Lisa. If I, approach you and I find out your name is Lisa, I'm not even taking your number. Lisa, are you? Make your name mean Fox, Fox. You be cunning. Oh, you're cunning. So, I know what I would say when I land here if I was Aliko Dangote. Say land here and say, we have this thing called Africa Continental Free Trade Area. And now that we are still in the middle of this whole business summit, Commonwealth Business Summit, how about we just, sign an agreement here? But one thing I know about my country is that when it comes to signing agreements, agreements about borrowing money, we sign those ones really fast. But agreements about, building up infrastructures that will enable us to stop borrowing money. We have a problem, seeing those ones through. Angola have been telling us that, we are neighbors. We have, we as a country, that's Angola now telling us, we as a country, we are investing in our own refinery. We're calling it the Lobito Oil Refinery. Not to be confused with the Lobito Corridors. That one is a foreign project. That one is a Western project. The Lobito Corridor. I don't know how Zambia, DRC and Angola allowed that crap. But now you are talking about, a corridor that's so important. So important, Joe Biden flew to Angola last year. Was that last year or earlier this year? Joe Biden flew to Angola. Now, for those of you that don't understand what that means, it means it's a huge deal, a ginormous one. When a president visits, I didn't know how big the green hydrogen, discussion here in Namibia is until King Philippe of Belgium came here last year. I was like, oh boy, this is huge. For those of you that did not know, politicians are, how do I put this in a way that sounds more politically correct? useless. Now, one thing that, especially those on the executive branch, one thing they are known for is, they've been described by one of my, this is a very terrible source to, to cite, Polish arms dealer, Antonio Privitera. I understand that that's, I'm not sure if that guy is Polish or he's, he's somewhere in one of those Western European countries. Andrew Feinstein's documentary, Shadow World, a Global Arms Deal, he described politicians as, chief sales guys. These are just sales guys for the, for their country's multinational corporations. Wherever they show up, they are there to push the interest of the private companies that are in their countries. I think this is that, this is something that, I think this is something about capitalism that a lot of African countries don't understand. A lot of African countries don't understand. But a lot of Western guys, especially the Americans, when it comes to capitalism, I love the Americans. I love the Americans. Because they understand capitalism. Now, our Ministry of Finance recently pointed out that the reason why they did not borrow money locally is because it's too expensive, so they went to get the money from Germany. Now, if you ask me, capitalismally speaking, that's a dumb idea. Now, let me explain. Back in 2008, during the financial crisis, when multinational corporations in the U.S., were basically dropping like flies, which also led to the, to the death of the, what bank is this? Lehman Brothers, among others. Now, you have to understand that at this point, the American government did not have to bail out a lot of the banks that they bailed out. But what did they do? They bailed them out because they know that if they let them collapse, their market will be up for grabs. So they were like, you know what? We are going to spend a lot of money, but we are going to save what's ours.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The West understands capitalism. Africans don't understand capitalism. When you leave a product that's in your country because it's expensive and then you ship, you go and get another product outside the country, guess whose economy you are supporting? Short answer, not yours. If you look at, this is where you see again, the Chinese understand capitalism. Asians understand capitalism. What's the most common police cars? More like cars that are used by public officials in China. They are made in China. Cars that are used by public officials in in Italy. They are used they are made in Italy. Cars that are used by public officials by public officials or public entities in Europe, especially Germany, they are made in Germany. You know, cars that are used by public officials and public entities in France, they are made in France. Cars that are used by public officials in the U.S. and public entities and or basically public organizations, in the U.S., they are made in the U.S. And then you come to Africa. Yo, this guy is driving one from Japan, one from Germany, one from America, and now the minister has stolen so much money he can afford a Swedish sports car. Well, him and his kids. Look, this is why I'm saying, I have a problem with African, public office bearers stealing money. But my biggest problem is when they steal this money and spend it abroad. Look, take for example, if you are going to be a corrupt politician in Namibia and you have stolen money, here's my advice for you. Don't go to a hotel because a bunch of these hotels are not owned by Namibians anyway. Find a Namibian-owned guest house. Go and spend a week there. You see? Well, you're a thief, but you're a thief. Smart, smart thief. You shine your eye well, well. You understand the economy. You understand money. You know Bimumu. Yeah, Aliko Dangote is not reaching. He's not listening. He's a very rich guy and also busy. Thank heavens. Now, you know me, Momo. Every time that you steal money and you want to buy clothes, find a Namibian tailor. Give them a very heavy task. Tell them that, you know what? I have this blank check for you. Don't ask me where I got the money. I have this blank check for you. Now, what I want you to do is design for me this suit to these specifications. And they design the first one, they get it wrong, tell them it's terrible. Design it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Until they get it right. And all that money that you're supposed to be giving all those high-end retail stores high-end retail stores in France, you give them that money. Guess where that money is going? In your economy. It is, that money is going in your economy. And your economy is being reboosted and reboosted. Now, this is where I don't understand Africans now. Actually, this is where I see that Africans, we still don't get capitalism. We promise each other. Well, now, we have a problem of unemployment. So we want to solve unemployment, but we keep shipping out natural resources in raw form. Well, guess what? Employment is created by processing them, you idiot. Now, and then we do the same thing with money. We want to build an economy on the African continent. The entire Commonwealth Business Summit, it's Business Summit. It's about how do we make sure that African countries trade with each other. Translation, how do we make sure that money on the African continent, that's on the African continent, circulates on the African continent as much as possible. Oh yeah, now that's a difficult one because in each and every single country on this continent, a bunch of people with money go shopping outside the continent, both public and private. They go shopping outside the continent and then they come home in their designer clothes and they start saying, how can we build this economy? You just ship the money out of the country, you moron. How are you going to build an economy if you are constantly shipping money outside the continent? You see the contradiction. We want to end unemployment and then we turn around and ship raw material in raw form. Again, for the millionth time, this is the most painful thing. If a comedian can figure this out, you would think economists have. It turns out, well, they haven't. It's either that or they're, greedy have taken over. Now, how do you think employment is created? By processing. By processing raw material and then, building finished products That's how employment is created.
Yeah, but we don't have money, we don't have the skills. You think it's going to rain from hell? You start by investing it.
Now, this is where we are shining now as a country. Oh no, when it comes to investing in, into processing and low-key manufacturing plants. Oh, we are very good at that. Except there's just one problem. And this is just a minor problem that, it's just a minor, bump in the road. You know, it's just like a little speed hump that we have to come together as a country and figure out how we should navigate it. And this is where we... Now, we have a lot of projects out there, both that are, more like a overall public, overall Namibian public of all ages, oriented. And you have one that are tailored specifically for the youth. We have these programs running. So that's a good thing. We have, we have a tannery in Ondangwa. We should be producing leather products. Excellent. That piece of infrastructure and those volunteers that are, protecting it. I know I make fun of you guys a lot. Which is, look, because you can't tell me that a cowhide that was fresh in 2023 is still fresh in 2024. That stuff is just funny. But, the point is, we have that piece of infrastructure and we have a garment factory that is laying dormant and gathering dust in Kurenkuru. We have all this, and that's just two. And, now if you look at, if you familiarize yourself with our National Assembly website and you just go in the, the search bar and then you type in standing committees, it will bring you a bunch of reports that you can read to just familiarize yourself with what is going on in your country, both legally, politically, socially, economically. It's a gold mine. How can I find it? If you can find pictures of naked women or men on the internet, you can find a report from the National Assembly website. Stop playing. Nonsense. Now, we are doing great, but a little bit of a bump in the road that we have to deal with is, the planning though, the planning through. Because when we built the tannery on Ondangwa, for example, did we ask ourselves, who is going to be supplying the leather and what specific products that we are going to be making out of this leather and who is the target market? Because I don't think we figured that part out, which is why it was pointed out by the local authority guys in that part of the, area of Ongo, that area of Ondangwa. Pointed out that one Italian guy, I think, was making plans to invest into the tannery. Foreign direct investment. I know that's the whole thing. Yeah, foreign direct investment. But then NIDA kept delaying and postponing or whatever. So there was basically finger pointing where all the fingers were pointed towards NIDA over why the Italian guy decided to, had interest in investing and then he lost his investment appetite because of NIDA. You were mentioned in that report like a lot. Now. See, when we look at it, that's where I like to say that, we don't understand capitalism. Now, when it comes to the, investment in these processing plants in Namibia, here's one tiny issue I also have. Now, thank you for the infrastructure, both those ones that are completed and lying dormant, those ones that are completed and they are in operation, and those ones that are completed and up and running. Thank you very much. When I look at that, I see that, okay, you know what? We're making progress. It's not the best progress, but, we're headed somewhere. That's me. You do you. Now, when you look at it, when I look at that, I start going, okay, seeing that a lot of, the African continent A lot of African countries, our economy is heavily reliant on the extractive industry, aka money, mining, drilling, factor fishing in there, throw fishing in that bucket. Now, at this point, shouldn't we be, building more processing plants that are tailored towards the biggest industry, aka extractive? Because the biggest industries we have are in mining, but we are building processing plants that, you know, makes leather products. Huh? Now, I'm not saying that's a terrible thing. I'm just saying when we just sit there in our boardroom and ask ourselves a question of, what processing plant should we build? We should plan everything from the get-go. Okay, we're going to build a tannery. Excellent. Now, who's going to supply the leather? Okay, we're going to get our leather, our leather. What type of leather are we looking for? Of course, that will emanate from what type of products are you looking for. If you products require obviously different, heights, cow heights, goat height. Now, I know that, at the village, you see, there's this thing called ngongo. Get yourself a kavango, friend. You see, that stuff is the reason why I think, there is not enough cowhide that will come from my region. And that's because there is this cuisine called Fikova Thongongo, which literally translates Fikova means, skin. Yeah, it means skin. Ngongo is a type of, it's a tree of, I don't know that in English. I don't even know if they have that in Europe. Because, it's an African plant. And also, to be fair, they don't have elephants, but they have a name for an elephant. But before we continue, let's take a commercial break. Mind the Gap with Helmut, Yusuf and Eagle FM.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Impa, where the world congregates. Anyway, ngongo oil, or aka ngongo, is what is known, it turns out, in some of the dialects spoken in Namibia, or languages spoken in Namibia, as manketi or mongongo. Now, in Timbuktu, we just call it ngongo. Now, not the oil, just the kernel, when you crack the hard part open, there's that, sort of like, there's a type of, they call it a kernel that you find inside. Just get yourself a meme in the Kavango region. to prepare for you a dish known as Tikova Thongongo. you'll close that tannery and go to UNESCO and tell them that there is this type of cuisine that we want to add to, you know, that we want to add to Namibia's world, yeah, Namibia's world heritage food. Yeah, Namibia's is it world heritage cuisine? Let's go with that. That's why I feel like it's not a lot of food that will, you know, it's not a lot of cowhide that will come from my region. Because, well, Ngongo plus cowhide, not as fresh one. No. See, that's where people make a mistake. Dried. Once it's totally dried, I don't have an English word for this. Now, get yourself a Kavango friend. It's specifically in Bukushu, because believe me, Kwangali will be useless on that one. Unless it's, one of those very few that understands, understands the Bukushu. Now, and, by the way, Ngongo, when it's hard, when it's cold pressed, actually, it's any plant, when you cold press the oil, it's very healthy. The problem is when you start heating stuff, that's when you ruin everything. And start, adding on some chemicals so that you can make it look golden. Yeah, so you end up with cancer. Congratulations. Well, your oil was golden, but yeah, your behind is gonna die. Now, I know that went south really fast, like, and also dark. And a quick apology. I have to quickly apologize to my Facebook viewers. I don't know what I did to my Facebook this morning. I logged out. Now I have to reset the password, and that's just going to take a while. And I don't have time for it. So the zero live stream today. Sorry, guys. But tomorrow, aka on Teachers and Police Officers Pay Day, we shall be back to live streaming. The time is 19 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And tomorrow is Friday, so if you're not a subscriber already, you can subscribe to the e-villager by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144, 0812004144. And e-villager is a newspaper, but one that comes in your phone, like witchcraft, but for white people. And this newspaper will give you a lot of updates of what's going on in your country and abroad. All you just need is, your internet connection, and there comes your newspaper via WhatsApp. You can read it. Read through, so you know what is going on in your country, so that when you call any radio station, you know what to complain about. Not just scratching your head and going, yach, what are you talking about again? Eagle FM, Kuyemori.
Oh, Kuyemole Meniere, 100, Vaniere, Vahaniere.
Bay the studio and exale
make no plot lie, please, make it stop them.
Well, ekline me.
maybe put Namibia, Nigeria, we go spell them well now. Yeah, we go sell them more.
Well, this mic is most more refinery.
You see now how pain it one can feel, man.
Uh-huh.
When your clients are not connected to your WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
and then you see now, I think where they are working and things like that, the stress is start coming in already.
What do you mean your clients are not connected on WhatsApp?
Well, because you say you're only going to update it tomorrow.
I'm not live streaming today. The whole of today.
My God.
I didn't even see that until I walked in here and wanted to log in my account, because I get to the Eagle FM Facebook page through my account, and I'm logged out. Follow the settings. I'm like, oh dear Lord.
You see, those plants.
Uh huh.
Pengongo.
Yeah.
Pengongo is just everywhere, you know, Shibambo. I don't know. I really want to follow up my roots there in Kavango.
Turns out it's a very healthy type of food.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, remember, before you get there, first of all, you get it, even ourselves, our boys and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's rape now, you have to, before you now bring out what is called Oshinwa and Maongo, and then you now have what, and then after that hard part now. That's where now you produce Ojove. Ojove is it's known. That's what you are saying there, that in Kavango, if you get yourself a Bukushu or this other one, the same. The only problem now, even this young generation, the generation that we have now, many of them do not know how to produce those things.
Yeah.
The one that like you say, not Tula ones, the Tula ones maybe they know. The other one that you're talking about, the Crane Windows and others.
Uh-huh.
To tell you the truth, ne? These things is in the European market, everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find. My parents, they made sure that I have all these things. Even when I am there in Oshimba, even where I'm there, they know that I need Jove, Ngome, and all these Sevandas and others. My brother, I think we just need to go back to serious work. I wanted to say something serious. Not like the way we say, finish and crack. Finish and crack.
You ever cooked up those words and combined them?
So, in terms of development and many other things, like refineries, like all these things. And I don't know why. Sometimes I call this wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
So when people want to make progress, number one, you have already destroyed our indigenous system of economy and everything, system legal and everything. Now you leave us poor because you have destroyed our information, our knowledge system. And for us, at least, we are still humble. You know, we are so friendly to this nature. When we say we are enemy to none, what's it, a friend to all, people are still criticizing that. So Dr. Sindano was here, but I wanted to make it our comedy very well. But you know, for you, you always mix these things and they get us lost. Even if we want to laugh, we don't even laugh anymore. We become so serious.
Which part?
I also wanted to make it more laughingly, laughable, when you were talking about the refinery and all these the other things, see, Angola, what, so you know all those things.
It deviated your laughing into seriousness.
Which I don't like. I want to start laughing from the time when you just begin. Even when the time when I come in, I should make some kind of, you know, me, I also need training from you guys. Serious.
So no more refinery talks. That's well, that would be difficult.
Okay, make you talk up small. Now you can begin.
All right.
So now this time refinery, I think you need to give me more information and I'm going to check up. Because one of my colleagues say, you know, this Angolan constitution just came into place.
Mm-hmm.
And that perhaps why Joe Biden or whoever came, there's nothing wrong with that. Even our mother, our president, the doctor, our mother, sometimes he visited Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, whenever there's confusion, this kind of, you know, confusion and misunderstandings, he always goes there. But the problem is that ourselves, even just to make a Maongo, the things that the Ngongo that you're talking about, because we're still going to continue, it produces a lot of things, you know. So go to the Minister of Gender and Poverty and whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are so many things. it's the rubbers, the belts, the shoes, and things like that.
Yeah.
I really think that maybe me, I think that the only what is lacking there is really maybe leadership on the level of on community level.
Mm-hmm.
So the community development initiatives, they all do things. How, what do you do, Helmut? Despite the fact that the legal system is good on that side, or is there any barriers that prevent maybe the harmonization of us working down from the ground, and then in terms of following the structure and where we can really perhaps get to mobilize, you know, to lead those guys, man. You know, the last time I saw it, they were really, because there are youth, those guys, man. They are boys, man.
Yeah.
And we have boys that are really getting lost there, man. What pride does it bring to us?
Yeah.
So we were growing up with our brothers and things like that. We pick up those things. Now we see opportunities coming there, like a moment that we are talking about. What is it that we should do now?
Well, first we should start appreciating what's ours.
Okay.
Yeah, step. Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem, because we hold everything, you know, everything that's ours, we look we look down on, and everything that we hold with high regards is most likely coming from outside. Everything from beauty standards, the way that we look, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat. If it's made if it's made local, we don't give it the same type of the same type of point of view. Take for example, people will walk into people will go to people will go to Europe, for example, and spend thousands of dollars on on one plate. On one plate. But when you tell them to spend money on a plate of local food here, they'll be like, you know, why is it expensive? Really?
You know what? You know, when you go to the meeting, it's a big event. I'm sure even the one that is taking place in Windhoek there.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you find the Ombidi, this is the one that I like most, every time I have to get it, Omtete,
mm-hmm.
And then if you find them there,
that would be a miracle.
That is a miracle, but they will be reserved for few.
But commercial break ticket.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Anaria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite.
Tige?
Yes, in conclusion,
yeah.
Because you are actually the one who was actually trying to give some initiative and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I now agree with you that yes, just look in the, wherever you go,
mm-hmm.
The tourists are coming. And they want to experience our own, our own identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they go to the, you know, this, honestly speaking, like you say, a plate full of this and this and that. I mean, I just want to, sometimes I try to see what is it that we should do. Because I know they are, go to, everywhere. Is it for us now to say it, yes, like the Minetumbo was saying, village tourism? Then we might say Omaongo. This Omaongo. Omaongo. If people want to Omaongo and those who are tourists, they want to see our realities, our cultures and heritage and things like that, they then come here.
Yeah, they do.
So they only pass here. I follow them very well. I look at it and they look at, move around. They pass from Wokuneme, from Varisbay, they find some ways there, come this same, come on, but they pass, drive. They stop their car there. When they look at the villagers and things like that, therefore they drive. No camping, what is it? Transit camp, for example. No something like you just go there. Spend some hours there because the enticement, you are enticed, you are attracted because the whole environment looks so, not like in Europe.
Most of them are from urbanized environments. They don't want to spend time in urban environments. They just want to see, you know, something different, something, you know, that's not a bunch of high-risers.
So now, please, can you tell some of those activists to go and create employment for themselves there through those things, initiating and reading and facilitating some of these things? We can help them from the front.
Well, I'm not telling activists anything. I don't want them calling on my show going, Amanda, hi, are you?
No, that's what you said. The problem is, if you can pick it up, some of these things, whatever. Okay,
Anuta Kondinoa, dude, it's a comedy show.
make us laugh more, my friend.
All right.
Next time we go writing for comic.
Yeah.
You go right and say, this one, Kavango, is it Kavango or English? Or Napiji, no?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Pidgin? Napiji, where they mix up with the English language?
No, BBC has has an entire page of Pidgin. Oh, man, every time I want to read said news, I don't read it in common English. I just go to Pidgin English.
Which one is that one?
BBC.
BBC.
British Broadcasting Corporation. I just go if it's bad news, I just read it in Pidgin, so make I laugh small. Make my heart not explode.
Oh, not so, Bora. Okay, we go jump.
Yeah? All right.
We go jump.
Yeah. All right. The time is 26 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM and AKSISO to just, say something funny here and there. And, if you find it funny, laugh. If you don't find it funny, that one is not on me. Yeah, I have another. Eagle FM, good morning.
Bon dia, familia.
Bon dia. Tudo bem?
No, but you got to see. Tudo bem. My brother, why don't you pick up my phone?
I think I'm very terrible at multitasking, right? Because every time that I'm live streaming, I'm facing the live stream. So I don't see this. So now that, today that I'm not live streaming, I'm realizing that because, every time I'm like, okay, why is there no one calling? Now that I'm focusing on on the light that indicates someone is calling, the phone has been ringing this whole time. So I really owe you guys an apology, a giant one.
You ask a lot. When you call, maybe you see me. You don't answer.
It doesn't show a name.
All right.
Please chime in.
I was trying to fix something of yesterday. I don't want to die with it.
Okay.
You know, yesterday you were talking about France and you. I don't know if yesterday was Monday. I forgot the day. You were right to say about the Palestinian and the Israelis and what you are. Plus minus, I was agree what are you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then France come out, and I wanted to call to say, listen, you were born near to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean you are the owner of the river. Because the explanation of France is kind of is good, ne? Kind of confusing your mentality. But I just wanted to say,
yeah.
Listen here. But for you to born in the river,
yeah,
does not mean you are the owner of the river.
That whole thing. I think it was Tuesday, and I brought that up just on purpose because one thing I know about France is that he really doesn't like weighing in on politics. Yeah, it's like one of those topics that he tried to the best of his ability to avoid, unless it's his, when you get into history, that's when you pick his interest. But if it's just something, you know, just political, more like something that's trending in the political world. Oh, he's very good at beating around the bush, like he just had.
And I wanted for him to open the lesson so he can also debate it, because it's a good debate. I just wanted to say, listen, yes, it's good what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But remember to say, for you to be born near the river doesn't mean you are the owner of the river.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's the same thing that going on in the Palestinian and Israel.
In Israel, yeah.
No? Yes, and you are right. What are you saying? You are saying that day. You are totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my brother, I just come for that. I don't want to go with it too much because otherwise you're going to stress me up.
Yeah, all right.
I release my stress.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. No, we are 22 minutes now. Just some updates coming in. Short updates coming in. Oh, now this is the stuff that it takes me the direction that TK told me to, you know, to stop going into the direction of getting into topics that sucks the comedy out of my show. And one of them is came out a couple of minutes ago that is the European Commission has updated the EU list of high risk jurisdiction of anti money laundering, AML and counter terrorism financing framework, CFT. Namibia is among the high risk jurisdiction alongside Algeria, Angola, Ivory Coast, Kenya, Laos, Lebanon, Monaco, Nepal and Venezuela. The decision is a direct consequence of Financial Action Task Force deliberation at its February 2024 planetary meeting, which resulted in Namibia's inclusion of the Financial Action Task Force grey list due to identified strategic deficiencies. The EU is legally bound to consider listing any FATF listed financial action task force. That's what it means, listed countries. The European Commission decision is subject to scrutiny by the European Parliament and the European Council of Ministries within the coming month. And if approved, the list will enter into force 20 days after publication in the EU official journal. Now, here's the thing. I'm not for, I don't support that countries should start financing terrorists. And I'm pro financial transparency to ensure that, we catch a lot of people that want to channel money from legal ways towards their illegal activities. That's a brilliant idea. But the fact that this is coming from the EU, I find that very interesting. Actually, now, I'll get to the EU in a few. Now, and by the way, if you're an EU official and you're listening, you're in crossfire. Congratulations. Now, just a few days ago, the, Fitch rating, which is one of the, Fitch is one of the rating agencies of financial institutions coming out of the West. Now, Fitch rating. So this is like your, how about this? They are financial, these are financial rating agencies. They're the ones that are giving, the same way that movies have, entities like Rotten Potatoes that are, Rotten Potatoes that are rating, just how good your movie is when they are looking at multiple things, the sound, video quality, the character, and the setup and everything, how everything is done, that it meets the required movie production standards. Now, Fitch is one of those financial entities. They basically look at financial institutions like banks.
banks. And then they, you know, there are a lot of things, you know, financial aspects that they have to consider in terms of security, among others, and then rate that financial institution, whether it's a, you know, a double B, B, double A, triple A, triple A being the highest rating standards. Now, here's the thing. Fitch is an American credit rating agency. And it's one of the three nationally recognized statistical rating organizations designated by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, let me walk you through some of these. This is a financial, you know, this is a credit rating agency that was founded in 1913. The banks that crashed global economy in 2008 came from that exact same country because they were doing a lot of illegal activities and the very same entities coming from the US kept rating them triple A until they crashed the global economy. Now, those are the guys that are saying, you know what? Well, when we do it, there's a perfect explanation for it, but when you do it, it's bad. That's the equivalent of what you see in international law today. Israel can go around and bomb everyone else. The US can go around and bomb everyone else. NATO can go around and bomb everyone else. But when someone else outside that sphere or outside that, you know, cabal does it, that's war crimes. Now, the international law must apply to Niger. Must apply to Mali, must not apply to NATO. Now you see the problem. They say, you know, there's one gentleman that say that, you know, when they say that history is written by the victor. Now those people were wrong. No, history is not written by the victor. History writes itself. It's altered by the victor. It's changed by the victor. In writing, it's changed. Now, when you get to the EU, okay, now, oh my God, this is going to be a long story. 2000, Iceland had three, you know, banks that were state-owned, and then in the early 2000s, a bunch of foreign direct investors started investing in the Icelandic economy, and the first thing they did is privatize the Icelandic banks. And a bunch of politicians got rich, commercial bread.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Where was I? A bunch of politicians got rich and, and they were buying up properties left, right, and center, especially in the, you know, in the EU market. And they were buying up, condos in the US. Those were just politicians. Now, that basically led to, you know, started brewing a lot of chaos in the Icelandic economy that cascaded in Icelandic, Icelandic society. So protests started. You know what? In the middle of all this, when the three Icelandic national banks were privatized, the first thing they did was they went out there and borrowed a lot of money. They borrowed more money compared to, you know, how do I put this? Their debt to GDP ratio shot through the roof in differences. So they were borrowing more money than the country can be able to pay back. That problem. Now, that problem led to a lot of cascading, economic effects for the country of Iceland. In the middle of all this chaos, American rating agencies were rating these banks, were giving them the highest credit score, AAA. In the middle of causing chaos for a country, they were being given highest credit score. Now, the very same guys that were basically doing this. And by the way, a series of those events, methods are basically of economic operations and corruption spilled over into a lot of different countries. And that is one of those reasons that led to the 2008 financial crisis. Big banks were behind mortgage-backed security, where they sold houses to people that were not able to basically, pay the mortgage for those houses, of which the prices were going through the roof. And see, this is why you shouldn't read too much into this, because it really screws up with your head. Now, but don't get me wrong. Boy, do I love it. Now, the fact is, the very same thing that you see going on in the, basically the US, Israel, basically the West and Iran right now, where, the entire West, they all have nuclear weapons, but, Iran, you can't have one. This is, these are a bunch of guys with nuclear weapons that are telling you, you can't have one. And this is not very different from what we, what we are seeing with pastors today. I have bodyguards to protect me, but for you, don't worry. The only protection you need is a stick off my face. Dude, are you high? We get the oil out of here. I need money, Baba. Mula. Exuk mula. So, and if you want to find out just who the biggest money launderers are, the biggest money launderers are in the West. At least that I know of. Actually, how do I put this? The biggest money launderers, not the West, developed countries. The biggest money launderers are coming from developed countries. The Panama Papers exposed that. These guys can steal money, not a joke. And they know how to channel it in a way that it flies under the radar. It's not detected by anybody. And yesterday I went through how developed countries, according to Transparency International, are exporting corruption from their countries to developing countries. And the global financial and political consequences of these things are being felt by people in developed countries. You know, you and me. A billionaire will come from Switzerland, come to Namibia, quote unquote, invest, aka bribe politicians, and then, ship a bunch of, a lot of resources out of the country, leaving everyone poor. And then they use some of the money they make from that resources to compile a list of the most corrupt countries. Now, the country of origin where this billionaire came from is not on that list. The country of origin where this billionaire went to steal the resources from that was used into compiling that list is on the list. Again, this is where I say Westerners understand capitalism. Africans, we are gonna get there, just not yet. How to put this in a way that is less offensive? When it comes to capitalism, we are still really dumb. Now, because we think shipping money out of the continent is going to build an African economy. Ubuntu, Amandla, Awe. That's very useless until you try to figure out how do you keep the money in the economy. If you go shopping every time you get paid. Yeah. Well, you're going to end up, broke before the second day of the month. And now what? So saving makes a significant part of it. That's something I really need to practice because, boy, am I terrible. Shopping and chilling, enjoy me to allow myself. I'm very good at that. I do it my own way. You are never going to catch me chilling. Not with the people being shot at bars these days. Eish! Ay, 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 ay. I have been terrible at chilling my whole life, that if I went chilling and I got into an unfortunate circumstances of getting punched in the teeth, and ending up in a prison cell, When they call my dad, he'll be like, where was he again? He was at the club. Yeah, no, that's not my son. Thank you very much for calling, though. He is your son. We have his ID. And he was at the club. Yes. And you said you found him drunk. Yes. Are you sure that's my son? No, he's not being dumb. He's just, when he's asking this question, he's trying to figure out the best way to murder me. At this age, I know it's an African thing, and I've tried complaining. It doesn't work. Every time I try to complain, they tell me, well, even when you get to the stage where you have gray hair, we have, 100 grandparents, you are still our child. It's kind of hard to argue with that. Actually, that conversation is very easy to have with your dad. With your mom, it's even more difficult because all of a sudden my mom becomes a mathematician. 9 months and then 3 months and then she's even calculating the number of diapers she used. Her mom, you are right. You'll always be mom. Thank you very much. Now can we change the subject? No, listen to me. There was this other time when you were 2 years old and the zipper, your winner caught in the zipper. Oh dear Lord, mom, no, not now. Not in front of this. Your siblings, you know, you are never hearing the end of that. Yeah. So, walk you through this again. Go with me here. Get your any electronic device that you have, a smartphone, laptop, computer. Just open up any browser. I'll give you a second. One second, done. Just open up any browser and then search in Operation Timber, like Timberland, minus the land. Sycamore, Sycamore. Now, when you look up Operation Timber Sycamore, you will come to realize why a bunch of Western rating agencies, more like, why I don't take Western advice. Like when they are telling me not to do something, I'd be like, yeah, but you do it too. And you are even like, you are a master at these things. Now, what the heck is Operation Timber Sycamore? This is where I like the internet now. Because when you look at it, what the heck is Operation Timber Sycamore? Operation Timber Sycamore was a CIA-led American intelligence program that began in 2012. That aimed to arm, aka to give guns, and train Syrian rebels fighting against President Bashar al-Assad. You have the American intelligence using American taxpayers' money, with the endorsement, obviously, with the with the signature of the American government, executive branch. At least that one it's no secret, to fund, to arm rebels. Last time I checked, another word for rebels is terrorists. So when a government that's telling you that don't fund terrorists is itself funding terrorists, it's just normal for you to just pause a bit and go like, just a one question. Aren't you like already doing that? Now, I'm a comedian, not an idiot. I know what, what empires do, and this is not, again, for the millionth time, this is not just the American empire. The model of empires is, if you do something illegal and you are on their side, you are not wrong. But if you do something illegal and you didn't do anything wrong. But if you do something illegal and you are not on their side, my God, international law must apply here. We cannot live in, if this is not brought to book, we are going to descend in anarchy. All of the sudden, international law applies. This is basically, you know, this is basically the entire West versus the International Criminal Court. February 24, 2022. After that, from February 24, 2022, my God, did we hear it all? The International Criminal Court must look into this. What the Russian president is doing, that's diabolical. And by the way, bombing a country, it is diabolical. And international law must apply on the Russian president. Yeah, and then you have, Israel bombing Gaza. Well, they say, that is not, here's the thing. These things are complicated, you can't hold thousands, that's a right to self-defense. And then you have what's going on with Iran now. That's where you see that George Orwell was spot on when he said some animals, all animals are equal, but some animals are better than others. Israel first bombed Iran. But the entire West rallied up and said, Iran, surrender. What? Well, shouldn't you tell the guy that's bombing me to stop bombing me first? No, we're not gonna do that. Actually, we'll back him up into bombing you, and at the same time, tell you to surrender. Like, the rationality leaps out through the window. That's when you see that, when it's about Western countries, international law partially applies. And African leaders, upon knowing that, they decided, you know what? Let's sign up and become members of the International Criminal Court, which is a brilliant idea. But my question is, why didn't just the African Union do that? Because, shortly after that, we started complaining, the International Criminal Court is just prosecuting Africans. You fed yourself to them. First of all, you dummies, one, they colonized you. Two, they gave you, after they gave you your quote-unquote independence, how do I put this? It's like me being punched in the face by a bully, and then I escape and run away, and when I get into trouble, when someone is threatening to punch me again, I run back to the bully and tell him, hey, you know what, please protect me. The bully will be like, hallelujah, thank you for coming back.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE. It comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
NHP, we're about you. Rich guys in Namibia, get ready to be broke. Because as soon as the richest guy in Africa lands in Namibia, we are all going to look like Tura boys. How the heck are we going to look like, though? I didn't ask myself that question. I'm just busy, here making fun of people with more money than me. I forgot that I have minus 14 in my bank account. So that means I'm going to look even poorer, my brother, poor, broke. Make I repeat that, broke. So, when it comes to rules of the world, they don't apply. Okay, how do I put this? We are all equal before the law. Yeah, that's a lot of garbage. We are not. And to the Commonwealth guys, just to wrap it up before Zuzuma Salicho walks in here, to the Commonwealth guys, how are ya? To the Commonwealth guys, how are ya? I don't see the common, not in wealth, not in international law application, not in international, credit rating aspect. I don't see the equality anyway. In other words, if you disagree with us, even if you are running the best banks, we are going to rate you fail. This is like having a teacher that will give you an A because that teacher knows your father. And if you are nobody, even if your work is perfectly well done, they will give you a C because, well, what are you gonna do? And if you are the principal's child, I mean, you got a 0 out of 100, they will give you an A star because, well, I mean, who doesn't like to be a friend of the principal? That is the world we live in. Equality left the window, equality left the window, left through the window a long time ago. Repeat after me. All animals are equal, but some animals are better than others. Best way to look at that is, just how we are holding a Commonwealth Business Summit, but I'm broke. Like the meth is not mething with me there. I understand it's Commonwealth, but I see the wealth. I don't see the common part of it. If I was loaded, maybe, to some degree, I would say, yeah, this wealth is common. So even when it comes to wealth, wealth is common. Wealth is for everyone. But some people have more wealth than others. Two things. Oh, my God, almost forgot that. Two things I wanted to point out. Just how all animals are equal, but some animals are better than others. Where's that? Un momento, s'il vous plaît. I cannot believe I almost forgot. What sorcery is this? Ooh, thank heavens. According to yesterday's RT report, no proof Iran is working on nuclear bomb, a United Nations watchdog. The International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi's statement refutes claim made by Israel and the US President Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency has found no evidence that Iran is making a systematic effort, in quote, to produce a nuclear weapon, according to the agency's chief, Rafael Grossi. Boy, did my jaw stay in place. They did not drop at all. Why? It's because we have been down this road before. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. And the next thing we know, Tony Blair was apologizing. Well, sorry I got involved into that. There were investigations, weapons of mass destruction, but we didn't find any. The inspector on the ground, Scott Ritter, pointed that out. He came back from Iran like a thousand times and kept telling them, I'm the inspector on the ground in Iran. There are no weapons of mass destruction. But still, Bush decided, you know what? We are going to invade Iran. We cannot allow these terrorists. Really? Then invaded the country, displayed more than a million people, and killed thousands, including their service members that died on the ground fighting. And a lot of them found out later, including their weapons inspector, Scott Ritter. Right now, he's one of those people that you can see that he's super angry with his supervisors, or more like former supervisors. So all animals are equal. Some animals are bad. Some animals are better than others. So the whole, let's come back to the Commonwealth. I'm not falling for this whole Commonwealth thing until the wealth reaches me. I see the wealth around me. I don't see how common it is, because last time I checked, I still have minus 14 in my bank account. So I don't see the common part of the wealth, but I don't get me wrong. I see the wealth. The common part of the wealth, I don't see it. So if you have a lot of it and you want to convince me, please share. Free. Thank you very much. This is Masalicho time. Hey, wifey.
Huya more. No, it's not this one, eh?
Ah, yeah. Second Mike Verkni. Yo.
It Verkni.
Uh-huh.
So is this...
that
Hi,
one.
Hi, my yeah, love. How are you?
I know you.
I'm good, good.
So, are you flying solo?
No.
My
partner should be here.
Oh, speak of the devil. There he comes.
Anytime now.
I was just saying that the whole Commonwealth thing, I see the wealth, but I don't see the common part of the wealth because I'm still broke, so I'm not falling for that. So, until tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. You all have enjoyed the next program, Sizo Masalicho, with France Sinengela and Boma Helmut Mahongo.
Boma so Helmut Mahongo.
So proud of that. still working on the kettle, though. You're 30.
It might even be more. Why are you so settled on 30? Or is that where you're going to negotiate and end there?
You just had to point it out.
Yes, there might be more here, maybe 16.
Because you have a degree.
Yes, now imagine if I get a...
No, don't get another one until I pay Lobola.
You must pray, you must ask me nicely, then I will reconsider.
Please don't get another one until I pay Lobola.
I'll think about it.
All right, until tomorrow, you all have a blessed day.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next...